recognizing who to work with. Although all organizations that work with children share a commitment to safeguard and promote their welfare, many organizations have specific roles and responsibilities that are underpinned by statutory duty or duties. It is essential to know when to liaise with expert colleagues about the assessment and management of children or young people in maltreatment concerns. You may need to seek extra support and advice if you have difficulty supporting the equality, diversity, rights, and responsibilities of a child or young person. You should be aware of resources and services that are available within your agency and other agencies. Within safeguarding, you may need to identify whether a child or young person is known to professionals in children's social care and other agencies. This information used to be available from the Child Protection Database. All the information now remains within individual services and agencies. Interagency communication is much more fluid now. Inquiring about a child and who best to ask for advice should be done through the attending safeguarding officer or your supervisor. Once the relevant agencies are involved, there can often be a breakdown in communication by an insufficient response from organizations and agencies. In such cases, the lead of the multidisciplinary team, either police or social work, should take the responsibility to assert the communication flow, and if there is more than one multidisciplinary team involved, then a safeguarding partner would be the best person to approach.